AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police say two people were killed, another person critically wounded in a New York City knife attack. A suspect is in custody. Police say he went about the attacks without uttering a word to his victims. Russia says the decision by the U.S. to allow Ukraine to strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles adds fuel to the fire of the war in Ukraine and would escalate international tensions. Patrick Bury at the University of Bath was asked why the U.S. did this.
There's some reports that the North Koreans have actually sent 20 missile rocket launcher systems, MLRS, multiple launch rocket systems. If they send 20 of those, depending on the rockets, they can have ranges out to, 60, 70 miles.
President Biden's shift in policy added an uncertain new factor to the conflict on the eve of the 1,000-day milestone since Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. An Israeli airstrike struck a densely populated residential area in Lebanon's capital, close to UN headquarters, parliament, and prime minister's office, as well as several embassies. More than 100,000 people in western North Carolina are being allowed to drink and bathe using water from their home faucets, nearly 2 months after Hurricane Helene destroyed much of the local water supply. Spirit Airlines has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The AP's David Koenig is in New York.
Probably the most anticipated bankruptcy filing in quite a while. This is a company that's been in trouble, not made money since before the pandemic. They filed what's called a prepackaged bankruptcy. They're going to try and stay in business. They're telling customers, hey, go ahead and book flights and use your frequent flyer points like you normally would, and we'll keep paying the employees.
A deal fell through for Spirit to be bought by JetBlue. UN climate talks resumed with negotiators urged to make progress on a deal that could see developing countries get more money to spend on clean energy. This is AP News. An outbreak of E. coli infected dozens of people who ate bagged organic carrots.
One person has died from the infection. The Centers for Disease Control says 39 people were infected and 15 were hospitalized in over a dozen states after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms. The company has since recalled the carrots. The carrots were sold under multiple brand names, including 365, Cal Organic, Nature's Promise, O Organics, Trader Joe's, and Wegmans. While the carrots are no longer in stores, the CDC is asking consumers to check their fridges and throw away any carrots that fit the description. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Kansas strengthened its grip on number one in the AP Top 25 men's college basketball poll. The field below them has changed. UConn is in second place, followed by Gonzaga, Auburn, and Iowa State. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.